Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, folks, I'm the scorekeeper, and we are going to get this program going and blowing. Ask you to bear with us. Our computers are taking a moment to start up. Yeah, I know, we shouldn't be talking about our issues. But we do. We're on the Internet. It's what we do. We'll probably have a joke of the day in a moment, but we're getting everything going. Voice is still somewhat gone, but hey, we're alive. We're still sucking air. And speaking of air suckers, don't know what the big dog is yet. He's probably going to be calling in, but if he's listening, sorry, big dog, I'm not in the system yet. So we'll be in a moment. Oh, man, I can't get my password in there. Apparently, like a lot of other stuff this week. Yeah, whatever. We'll get everything going in a moment. Switchboard should be up and running in just a moment. Chat room will be open as well if this stuff ever decides to do what it's supposed to. Yeah, it's not letting me in. What a shock. It's not like I'm asking her out. Oh, web page is not available. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that absolutely beautiful, kids? So, anyway, we're live, so it's good. Again, we ask you to bear with us while we make sure we get our act together. I'm going to switch over to the standby. Yes, because we always have standbys. That's all we have here in NDB Media. Everything's a standby. It is. Oh, over here is telling me unable to connect to the Internet. Isn't that sweet? Well, I know I paid my Internet bill. I saw the deduction come out. Let me see. All right, Internet's right there, active. Over here, this one's active. Looks like everything's up. I am noticing a Google Drive error, so we shall see. Let's try this one again. Try it again, kids. So, if you're calling in, we ask you to bear with us. It doesn't look to be a Blog Talk Radio issue this time. It looks to be a NDB Media issue. So, if the big dog is smart enough, he'll log in and get himself in. Well, I think I may have answered that one right there. I'm not going to be that mean. Oh, wait a minute. This is a scorekeeper. I can be as mean as I want to be. Anyway, we're going to go over some stuff right now. www.ndbmedia.net is our website. Of course, you can always, always follow us on our Twitter feed, NDB Sports. We have a Facebook page. Of course, it's the mother page, NDB Media. I think we also have a Sports Talk with the Guys page. It's kind of cool if you think about it. Well, you don't have to think about it, but we do. We do have one. I think I got all the Twitter feeds. Yeah, I think I did. It's all good. Now, I started everything up early, so I don't understand why this stuff isn't working right now. It says I'm connected. There, it takes the blog. There it is. I tried logging into Blog Talk Radio. I was there. So it is a Blog Talk Radio issue. Start logging in again. That's right. The other one said I didn't have Google, but it doesn't matter. There it is. The primary computer now says I have wireless, but when I logged into BTR, that's where the issue was. So let me see. So get rid of this. Yeah, it's an old bill. Well, my Yankees are doing very well. I'm thrilled. I'm happy with that. And it says unable to access the network. So actually, folks, this is a Blog Talk Radio issue. Okay, now I had to click enter again. It says unable to access. I said, what the heck? I'll just click it again. And there we are. We're in the switchboard. And we are live, folks. Chat room is open. And we'll see. I need to take a sip of my cup of Joe, so I ask you to bear with us. He's our hero.
Out there. This is the Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They weren't rioters, what we were told. We have survivors here. Civilians, women, children. Is anyone out there?
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts. Available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for bearing with us. Apparently, Blog Talk Radio does not love us in the morning, but I suppose that's okay. As I mentioned earlier, my Yankees, wow, I'm actually rather happy with them, even though they had their clocks cleaned yesterday. I'm not going to say the Yankees are the best team in baseball, but they're doing a lot better than even I hope and wish for. That's why I kept it cool, kept it quiet. The only time I bragged about the Yankees most recently was when they were buying everyone. Remember that week? You guys remember, especially the way I started out. Heck yeah. Wow. Let's go over the results for yesterday's games. And we might even do some NBA and some NHL in just a little bit. Team gets here. Till the team gets here. Cincinnati 4, Chicago 1. Yeah, that made my day. Milwaukee 5, Pittsburgh 3. Washington over St. Louis 3-1. Toronto edged Cleveland 3-2. The Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine beat Los Tigres de Detroit 11-6. Atlanta shut out the Mets 6-0. I believe that was a combined one-hitter yesterday. Baltimore doubled up on Boston 8-4. The Rays just used their laser rays and took out the Yankees. The Yankees were 5-3 going into the bottom of the seventh. I think they were with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, still up 5-3. Could not hold it. It's like wanting to go to the bathroom, and you're like 3 hours away from anywhere. This is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So the Yankees got lit up yesterday, 11-5. And then another doubling up, Miami, 8-4 over Seattle. Texas Rangers, 12-0 over the Chicago White Sox. Los Reales de Kansas City, 5 over Los Gemelitos de Minnesota, 0. That's called a whitewashing. I wonder what they call it in the minor leagues. In Mexico, that's what they call it. Colorado 12, Philadelphia 1. Oakland 11, Houston 3. I was going to say that was a butt-whipping, but actually the butt-whipping was Colorado or Philadelphia. And it was kind of a minor. Well, folks, I guess I'm analphabetic. Oh, my goodness, that was the word of the day. I did not know that word. It's actually not pronounced analphabetic. Usually I know how words are pronounced, and I will bastardize them because it's in my anal nature. But this is a word that I had not known about, and I thought it was real cool. I forget when the word of the day was, whether it was Thursday. It certainly wasn't Friday. It might have been Wednesday, but analphabetic. And I already have a great use of a word, Tim McLeod, over in Canada. That Canadian, our favorite Canucko, had a great use of it. It had to do with his fantasy team, but anyway, with just a few more scores. Arizona 4, Los Dodgers 2 in extra innings and 12 innings. And, of course, the hated ones were beaten by the Padres. Oh, come on. The Dodgers can't beat them, but the Padres can? What the hell kind of a world do we live in? And I was going to do my Batman impression, but nah, going to be a jerk about that. Folks, it is a mighty morning. It is a great morning. About time we do some intros right now. And the first one to join me, I think I kept them online for a little over a minute and 40-some seconds, give or take a second or two. Hey, I always come clean about that stuff. But here we go. Let's bring them on. It's too early in the morning. Let's make it happen.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night.
Oh, yes, and God knows Dream has gotten me through the night many a night. Good morning, Dream. I know. I said it. What can I say to you?
Good morning, scorekeeper.
Yankees lost.
Good morning. I know. Sad. It's okay because it led to actually a really good sports meme that I saw on Facebook. And, you know, I wasn't sure about the Blue Jays and their game, but I kind of got the message when I saw the Facebook meme. Said one BJ is better than nine Yanks. So...
Actually, that is funny. Dream, hold that thought. We have another guest on with us early this morning, another guest co-host. Of course, we've known him for just a little bit. Let's get to him right now. And this is, in addition to Dream, this is one of the better intros. And you got to admit, pal, this one was made because it's you.
I can see myself walking down the street with you.
I can also see you walking down the street, dude. He is the couch potato, ladies and gentlemen. He is the hardest working man in sports. I tell you, you got it all this morning. The scorekeeper, you got Dream, and now you have a couch potato. Good morning, young man.
Don't forget about the Stanley Cup playoffs going on where the Detroit Red Wings got a 1-0 win yesterday for those who don't like hockey because of it's just being great defense. Well, welcome to the 1-0 game that is the playoffs. Oh, God, I love it.
Oh, I love it, love it. So, if I'm not mistaken, Dream is also a Dream, what sport? And I use that term very carefully just so that the masses can understand, you know, the unwashed, the inclined. I got to get to the word of the day as well. But anyway, which sports do you not watch, Dream? Because couch potato, whenever I sit down and have a conversation with Dream, I love talking to Dream because there's very little that he cannot carry a conversation on. And when it comes to sport, I mean, I know he doesn't care for one or two, but which one?
There's a couple sports that I don't feel very comfortable, like, throwing my two cents in. But I do anyway, just because I like talking. I would probably say golf. I'm not the most educated person to throw my opinion around, and NASCAR I probably wouldn't be able to speak too much about. Tennis I know of players, and if something big's going on, I tend to at least have a little bit of a clue of what's going on, but as far as the day-to-day stuff that goes on with tennis, I'm not too sure of. But, you know, the big stuff I'm pretty confident with.
But, gentlemen,
hockey,
I will
love.
Say that
it's...
Yeah, Dream, hold on a minute. One thing I will say, and this applies to every man, we may not know tennis, but if you show us a picture of the skirt and the female,
yes.
We know exactly who it is.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, go on. Which of the sports are, Dream? Oh, yeah, you too, Sonny, because you thought about it. You thought of Michelle Wee right now as of late.
Yeah.
Jan Stevenson was mine, okay.
Well, Kournikova's, any of the Russians were really nice with tennis, you know. We really like the Russians. But,
yes. But their uniforms, no doubt about it.
Yes. But yeah, man, so I mean, I'm pretty fond of the rest of the sports community. I can at least throw a little bit of opinion about. But for those who don't watch hockey, Sonny Clark, why don't you elaborate a little bit as to who's in the playoffs and what you see going down?
Well,
Mr. Clark,
I watched,
off to a great start.
Yeah, I watched only one game. I know who's in the Stanley Cup. I actually have been keeping track of hockey. We don't talk about it a lot. And I'm not like I'm dove into it like it's the NFL. But I do know who's actually halfway decent, who's not, depending upon what your beliefs are. But I did watch the Detroit-Boston game as three. It was – I'm into defensive hockey. I'm not a high-scoring hockey guy. I do like those games, but if I sit down and I watch it, I prefer the 1-0 game that you saw Detroit get the victory against the Boston Bruins last night. So I say last night because I had it on DVR tape, so I watched it real late last night. So it was still what I wanted to see. Now the situation is games are going to shift to go over to the Garden on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to watch this series because I think one of these two teams, even though the rankings of where the Red Wings are, they always draw attention because they are, hockey town. That is hockey. So that being said, actually, they played in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, last night. So they're not switching back to Detroit, fairly quickly, but other teams that are in the playoffs right now, you have the Colorado Avalanche and the Wild that are playing, as well as the Sharks and Kings. Blues are taking on the Blackhawks. By the way, Colorado is up 1-0 in their series. The Sharks are up 1-0 over the Kings. The Blues, which is my secret, my secret team that I've been watching all year, they're one game up on the Chicago Blackhawks. The Ducks have a 2-0 lead over the Dallas Stars, and they just suck. That might be a sweep. The Canadiens are surprising the Thunder in reality, although they were ranked number 2 and 3 in as far as that's concerned. I was expecting a little bit more out of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then of course you have the Red Wings and the Boston Bruins going on. And the Red Wings have a 1-0 series lead in that. But that's a wrap up on what's going on in hockey.
Yeah, I agree with you on the hockey games. I tend to like the 1-0, highly defensive games, and probably for a different reason than you. I tend to see that those are a lot more violent.
You went to a fight and a hockey game broke out, right?
Yes, exactly. Somebody threw the puck in about two-thirds of the way in, and there was a hockey game going on. So, those I tend to see, I see a lot more cross-checks. I see a lot more, I don't know whether half of it's legal or illegal, but it's fun watching it,
One of the most the aggravating about hockey is that you just can't pronounce their names. And I want to tell you, as a fan, I think that's one of the things that turns people off of hockey as well. You can't even pronounce their freaking names. You see a guy's name on the back of his jersey, it says Roy. Well, no, it's pronounced Wah. Feel like an idiot every time you're sitting there watching hockey. So, it's a turnoff for a lot of people.
I think everybody needs nicknames. Instead of having their last names on their jerseys, they need their nickname, similar to the Black Mamba, or something that's more recognizable for your average Joe Schmo who knows absolutely nothing about these. I was actually surprised that Chicago lost. I'm deep down, I'm feeling that Chicago, this is Chicago's sports year. I posted this on Facebook a little while ago, between the Cubbies and their 100-year Wrigley Field last year, kind of a chance for a run. Blackhawks have an awesome team. The Bears have a solid defensive team. It's kind of across the board Chicago. And, not that I'm a huge Chicago fan or anything. I'm not too fond of the town, but I'm a Yankee fan, I'm a Laker fan, but you got to respect the Bulls. I think almost every Chicago team has a fighting shot this year, at least.
You must not have been watching the Cubs play.
No, it's a long year for the Cubs. It's a long year for the Cubs.
It's always a long year for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Well,
but I mentioned the Cubs mainly because of their 100-year Wrigley Field, you know. That gives them a lot to fight for, you know, and this being the last year for them. So.
Yeah, remember, again, folks, in deference to Dream, we all know it's a long year, but it's also not the year. And if anyone doesn't know anything that I'm talking about, well, you're full of crap, because you know forever. We've been talking about it for what? Since we were on air? Right, Sonny? When
yep.
do the Cubs win the World Series? Dream! When do they win?
1908, 1912.
Okay. No. When do they win it next? That's what he's asking.
Yes. When do they win it next? When do they, everyone knows when the Cubs win it next? When does it happen? Which? When does it happen, Dream? And you know
he
what? Dream knows the answer. Dream knows his answer.
Back to the future.
Oh, bingo! I was about to say, but Vardy needs to wake up.
Yeah, he hasn't seen that they're scorekeeping, or he doesn't remember
one
of the two.
No, he remembered. He said Back to the Future, but I was going to give him the hint. Folks, if there's a persona here on Sports Talk with the Guys, Dream would be our Marty. And today, the couch potato would be the professor. Oh, heck yeah, no doubt about it. I'm just a fan in the background listening because these guys are going on about hockey, and they're having a good time. And, folks, let me tell you, there's a lot to watch in hockey. Caps Potato gave us some information on it, but I wanted to add that over here in L.A., well, at least the big dog and the scorekeeper are already against Matt Alvarez because in round one, the Sharks taking on the Kings, and the Sharks, as Sonny said, are up 1-0. So, unfortunately, I'm waiting for Matt Alvarez to get in the chat room and talk some crap. So, rightfully so, they're up 1-0. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, folks, the NHL playoffs are well underway. Check them out. Always some exciting stuff. Sonny and I remember talking about last year. Talk about an incredible – actually, the last 2 years, right, Sonny?
Yes. Last 2 years, if you don't watch during the year, which I understand, I don't really – I only picked up on hockey during the season since the strike. When they or the actual lockout, and so I've been keeping track of it ever since the lockout. So, but before that, I wasn't really getting very much interested in hockey until like a month left in the season, and then going into the playoff season. With the lockout, with the fact that there were a lot less games and everything else, that's when I got my interest back into the hockey games.
Gentlemen, I'm going to postulate this one. It's early in the morning. And it's not because our Americans are analphabetic when it comes to the names of the hockey players or hockey altogether.
Oh, yeah.
There's two reasons. Number one, it's really not an American sport, even though it is. It's something that comes in from the northern climes. And the other thing is, guys, hockey is like soccer to Americans. Americans love, he shoots, he scores, he's going deep, and here's the pitch, swung on, hit, and, you know, it's instant gratification.
Yes.
Americans more so have always loved the score, because the fact of the matter is, guys, think about it. You have Couch Potato, you have Dream, and you have myself. We love the 2-1 games, 1-0, and we'll say 7-6 in football. We love those games. Because they're entertaining to us. But they're not entertaining to most Americans because they ain't getting any. So the only other way for them to get some is through sport. And that's why we, you know, it's a very simple idea, but there's just not enough points scored for Americans to be entertained. Dream.
Impatient.
Luck. Yes, you know how it happens in soccer or as a World Cup football. Yeah, there's just not enough scoring.
That's you're 100% right, but you know what? If you listen to, I guess, the soccer, like the announcers in Spanish, these are some of the most exciting games ever called for a pass.
Just goes to show you can never underestimate a play-by-play.
Exactly.
Oh.
I don't speak Spanish, and even I get a little on the edge of my seat, you know. listening to them in Spanish. I'm like, what happened? Oh, he passed the ball to the left. Okay.
Oh,
all right, I got it. But
you're,
I mean,
funny,
it's so,
dude.
It's so, you know what I'm talking about. You know.
Yes, I don't watch soccer until the World Cup comes around, or some, the CONCACAF series, or whichever other series. I'm not arguing with you, Dream. As a matter of fact, I went for you to cover on my theory. But again, folks, I want to go to the couch potato, because this is a man of the world. He is the average Joe. He is the couch potato. I think Dream already looked it up. He saw the word, but it's analphabetic. But it's similar to, what's the word, Neanderthal. Do you guys know that if you say the word Neanderthal, you are actually pronouncing it incorrectly? It is Neanderthal.
Yes.
Yes,
in case I didn't know that, I think you said this before on Neanderthal, haven't you, Coach? Jeez Louise, I'm talking to too many coaches. Scorekeeper, I think, didn't you make mention of this one? But that's the only reason why I know. I think you said it within the 5 years that we've known each other.
Yes, I did, and the only reason why is because there was a football player acting like a Neanderthal, and then I said, "Oh, wait a minute." My science teacher just had an attack. and this goes back to when I was middle school. The actual pronunciation is Neanderthal. But anyway, my point is the word analphabetic. That is now my favorite word for at least the next few days. Dream, I know he knows, because I don't know if he knew that word. I didn't. I say it straight out. I didn't know that one. I looked it up, and I love it. Couch potato, analphabetic, because it is actually pronounced
analphabetic.
What the hell? But it's analphabetic. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And
let me tell
no.
you this. Stephen A. Smith does not know analphabetic, but I will have to tell you that it refers to him. I was looking for a word all week, and it came up on the word of the day, and I, Stephen A. Smith, analphabetic.
it's almost close to anal retentive. So I don't know. I think that's the clenching of the butt cheeks. I don't know. That's a word that, you know, is not used in daily. I'm sorry. I'm too simplistic for a word like that. I don't care if it's Stephen A. Smith said it before. That one's too much of a stretch.
Oh, no. No, Mr. Cat Potato, Stephen A. Smith does not know the word, and that's why I use it to describe what he's been doing. Analphabetic. I like anal retentive. That's funny you said that. But as the word analphabetic, the only thing that it would have in common with anal retentive is keeping stupidity. That's it. Because analphabetic literally means, oh, I can't believe I said literally mean. I apologize. Analphabetic means.
That must have hurt.
Oh, my God, did it hurt. About 1 year ago, I would have said, well, literally. And it's not because of the Big Bang Theory. It's because I've been reading more. So I apologize to my English teacher, who is not yet rolling in her grave. She's still alive, Sister Pauline Therese and Sister Mary Sean. I know they're still alive. So anyway. Analphabetic means you literally cannot read. It means exactly that. You are unable to read. It's analphabetic. So I tell you, Stephen A. Smith is analphabetic. Number one, he doesn't know the word. And two, because we know what he did. And I am still texting him, or not texting him, but I'm still sending him tweets every day saying, Stephen A. Smith, when are you going to respond and tell the real story? But, you know, hey, whatever. I haven't been blocked yet, so I know I'm going to get blocked soon. But I'm going to keep on doing it. But that's the word of the day, folks. It is analphabetic. And I don't know, Dream, did you know that word before? I didn't. I said, honestly, I did not know that word.
You know, I hadn't come across that word before, but it is a fun word to use. And like I said, I know the correct pronunciation is an alphabetic. However, the way you're pronouncing it is a lot more fun and a lot more derogatory towards Stephen A. Smith. So we're going to go with that.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Dream, for acknowledging that. Not only is it much more disrespectful, but it is, yeah. I think it's funny. And here's a quick shout-out, you know, guys. I work with three white men in my office, and it's funny. And I'm not sure if I told this one already, but I'm gonna talk crap again. These guys are awesome. Not because they're white, but because they're awesome. One of them reminds me of, on my wife's side, her cousin, the husband. It's really funny. He's a really great guy. And I'm going to talk about them right now. It's Dave, Eddie, and Dale. Guys, these are about as white as you can get, and they're cool gentlemen, and I respect and admire them because they are my coworkers, and I'm able to work with these guys every day, and I see them, and I'm proud of them. I love what they do, and I love how they go about it. They're not there to impress me. They're not there to impress anyone. They're there to do their job. And I sit back and I watch them every day, and I'm like, wow, I respect these guys. They kid around. They mess around. They do all this other stuff, and they're very funny. But when it comes to work, boom, boom. You know, it's like if you're in the middle of a joke and something's going on, like, dude, you drop it. We are here to serve the customer. And they're really awesome. But Eddie walked in with one of the most awesome NASCAR jackets I'd ever seen. I couldn't believe it. So I asked him, who's his favorite driver? He said, huh? What? Dude, you're wearing a NASCAR jacket. Well, I really don't watch NASCAR.
I just like the jacket.
Do you know what NASCAR is? Don't those guys go in circles? Okay, I'll give you that one. Dale, your son is in motocross. You're in motocross. As a matter of fact, we are going to have his son on with us. He is a motocross competitor, which he's going to be joining us soon. But, Dale, what's, you know, NASCAR? Well, I know Eddie has a jacket. I'm like, oh, my God. I am surrounded by three crackers, and the Spit is the only one that's a NASCAR fan? Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
Have we determined whether or not NASCAR is a sport, though?
I'll take it more of a sport than a golf. But guys,
golf is a recreation.
This is always all about me, folks. So remember this. Think about my world. I work with three white men, and not one of them follows NASCAR. And it's the Hispanic that watches NASCAR. Oh my God, that's just unbelievable. I don't get that. But as you guys know the story, Steve from Palmdale did tell me, he said, Rod, I had no idea that was, I mean, it was you after the third time I saw you on TV. I said, what do you mean? When we went to the race in 2006 over here in Fontucky, apparently we were the only Hispanics that were there because, as my co-worker said, the camera kept going back to us. Because, number one, I had my family there with me, and it was freaking cold, and I was holding on to my daughter because she was leaning in close, and I had my jacket around her. And stupid Steve says, who was that hot chick that I was holding on to? And I'm like, that was my youngest daughter, you dumbass. We were on TV because there were no other Hispanics at the race. So go figure. I had to go back to a NASCAR race. We'll be back. Dream, you and I got to go. We'll be on TV again.
Dude, no, we can't go together, man. That'll upset the balance and the force.
No, you can't go together because you might get arrested.
I know, right? Gang activity.
No, illegally harboring the alien, you know, so.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take
at least
alien
you might be detained
the, you know
until
what?
He gets his driver's license out.
If you want to call me an alien, you know what? I will take that in the regards of a higher intelligent being. So go ahead and call me an alien. I'll take that.
Yeah, but, folks, the funny thing is Dream doesn't get called alien because, number one, he speaks better than the immigration officer. And, two, he doesn't look Mexican. He doesn't. If Dream and I, and we've gone places, and Sonny Clark knows this, Sonny, would you, by appearance, consider me as being Hispanic? No, right?
No. You look like that one folk singer.
Oh, Lord. Let's not go
What's
there.
His name?
Folks,
What's
I,
his name?
I don't know.
You know who it is. Rafi, isn't it? Rafi, Roddy?
Here we go. Folks, the point is that Dream and I can easily mix in
Rafi.
With other people.
But you see,
you guys can go to hell. But by the way, Dream, all the girls are checking him out, and I'm sure so are the immigration agents, because Dream is a good-looking young man. I, on the other hand, I slide into the back because no one's paying attention to me. I'm the one that gets through. I'm the one that looks like I could pass for a Middle Eastern. I also have been mistaken for being European. I've been mistaken for being South American. It is really amazing to me. And due to the fact that my father, my biological donor, he was mistaken for being Asian as well. And I noticed the subtle ways that people would treat him, especially when he would walk into stores, liquor stores. That's not a slur, folks. That's just a fact here in L.A. Walk into liquor stores, and the way that the Asian owners would treat him, and indirectly me, I was genuinely surprised by that. So I know that there's a feature that he has. I don't have it as much because I just don't get the same treatment from Asian owners. So, but I can mix in anywhere. Sonny, you're white. God knows you're white, and the whole world knows you're white. Dream, he's another one. He will be mistaken for being, American, and, of course, he speaks better than most of them. So, again, they probably think he's NSA, but that's neither here nor there. But it's what it is, folks. We should have been CIA agents, and Sonny would have been our handler. That's the way he would have been.
All I want is the glasses they issued. That's it. I just want the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I learned something interesting about that. Did you know this? The CIA and the FBI, you are not allowed to wear, you're not allowed to be glasses. You can't wear glasses. You have to get the LASIK surgery and everything and get your eyes corrected. You cannot wear glasses to be an FBI agent or a CIA agent. Did you know that? I just learned that.
As a matter of fact, yes, I did, and I'll tell you why. My daughter's godfather applied for customs enforcement years ago, and this is before Department of Homeland Security. And he was stunned when he applied because they sent him a letter. He basically applied, and they said, at this time, we want to thank you for applying, but we are not interested. And this is a man who has a degree at the time when he applied. It was in engineering, and they said, no, sorry, your vision is not where we need it to be.
Yep.
Hold on a minute, folks. He sent in an application. They already started the background. They pulled his medical record. That was
right.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s. Wow.
Yep. And
so,
you know why they do that, right? You know why they want you to have – no, it boils down to is that, you know, when they – handing out uniforms and everything, you know, they like to keep it universal. Seriously, and this is not a joke. The reason why is because when they do go ahead and give you the sunglasses, they're not – they don't have to be specially made because of your prescription. It would cost them more money. This way, they can go ahead and hand out the same type of sunglasses, and they're not prescription type, and they cost a lot less. See, it's amazing that America and everything else would go ahead and see someone with prescription glasses within the FBI and within the CIA as that being a cost effective, but yet they will go ahead and waste the money that the government wastes up on, the billions and billions of dollars. But yet, oh no, bad vision, we can't have that. We can't spend government money for that.
It's not just that, though. I mean, a lot of it as well is like if they're going undercover. You know, glasses are very specific, a very specific thing. Well, that's something that stands out in the people's minds. The guy wears glasses. You know, so if they are wearing glasses, it has to be like a costume choice glasses so that on their regular day off, you know, when they're hanging out with their family, you know, they're not wearing their glasses, and oh my goodness, it's that guy. You know, my dad actually was an undercover police officer. Wasn't CIA, but he did carry two badges at one point in time, and he actually got recognized out at a diner when he was undercover with some, he was involved in some drug cartel thing that he was investigating, and he was with my older sister at a restaurant, and sure as hell, you know, the people that he was investigating were right in the next booth. And he was like, oh crap, you know, let's be quiet and then we'll just get out of here. You know, so he calls for the check, and my older sister was, I wasn't born yet, but my older sister was still pretty young. And, you know, out of the damnedest things come out of the kid's mouth. So that's when she decided to say, oh, Daddy, I'm so glad you're a police officer.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you, you know, I'm so glad you protect us and keep us safe. And, you know, I mean, and on and on. He's like, holy crap. And he just left, like, he just left money on the table, grabbed her hand, and took off. You know, but, I mean, a lot of it is, they don't want you to get recognized. You know, it's a safety thing when you're going through your day-to-day activities out in the field. You know, if somebody were to grab you and start fighting with you, you know, it's a safety hazard to have glasses on, you know, because it could cut your face and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot there. They want, I think the main thing is they want glasses to be an optional costume choice to disguise you, get you out of the, out of your normal look, you know, as opposed to something that you wear every day, you know, especially like, oh, well, we need to take the glasses off just in case, you know, well, I can't see a damn without my glasses. Well, you know, then they're up shit creek, you know, because they can't have you wearing the glasses.
Now,
you know,
guys,
so, I mean, there's
remember,
more
Dream
to it.
And Sunny, what you guys are talking about, you're talking about field agents, really. And that's what I guess our audience would do remember is they're field agents. Otherwise, you know, if you're going to be an analyst, oh, I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on anal, an analyst, and there you guys go. Look at the word analyst. It's analyst. But it really it's pronounced analyst. That's the same thing with analphabetic, but I'm not changing analphabetic. We're talking about Stephen A. Smith. But anyway, you're talking about field agents, and Dream, you hit it right there. That's why they told my buddy Peter, and they said, we don't want you to have prescription glasses if you want to be a field agent.
Isn't that crazy?
So that was then. I don't know if it still is in effect. I really don't. I mean, hell, they're letting women be everything now, so whatever.
Yeah, what's up with that? Jeez.
I mean, damn it, they're supposed to stay in the house and cook for us. I mean, what the hell?
Here we go.
No.
By the way.
Scorekeeper, I am very upset about this conversation that you're starting right now about women only being in the kitchen. That's ridiculous. I cannot even imagine that you would say that. They cannot just stay in the kitchen, scorekeeper. Who else is going to do the laundry?
Anyway, today is the anniversary of Michael Jordan winning his sixth consecutive NBA scoring title with an average of 30.1 in 1992. Let me save us.
Oh, is this a sports show? Is this a sports show?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, that was phenomenal because the way Dream changed his tone, I was about to say, good morning, Danielle, but I'm still going to say good morning, Danielle. But I thought that he changed, but that was one hell of a setup there, Dream. That's going to make the annual program. I mean,
oh, Lord.
Suckered me on that one, dude. Anyway, folks, this is a sports program. We're having a good time. We did talk some baseball, even NHL playoffs. You know, we love to joke about it. There's always a lot of stuff going on, and there always is. But this was a rather quiet week in sports.
I know. They were talking about 4 years ago, three, Lamar Odom, you know, was named the NBA Sixth Man of the Year. I mean, they're just pulling up obscure facts, you know.
Yep.
you know, coming in to talk about sports, and that's one of the problems with the NFL having the break because no one has nothing to talk about. And you know, that's what I hate about the NFL, because if there's not NFL going on, oh, God, you know, something's wrong with our country. Pay attention to hockey. Pay attention to the NBA playoffs. Pay attention to what's going on out there, you know, instead of going back to obscure facts and everything, like in 1999, Carl Ripken, who was on the disabled list for the first time in his 19-year career. I mean, you know, that's how much of a stretch that news was going to, you know?
Yeah.
It was one of those nuts. I agree with you, scorekeeper.
It was a quiet week, and before I go to Dream, I would be remiss if I missed this one. This is real, guys, what I'm going to talk about. It's about history, and this is about me being proud to be an American. Yesterday was April 18th, folks. And I know my two compatriots know this day. I'm proud of it, and I love talking about it. April 18th, there are many things that have happened in American history, but there are two things that stand out the most. And one of them was back in 1775. We all grow up hearing about it, April 18th. If you really don't know what it is, I'll get to it right now. But there was another date in 1942, in the darkest moments of World War II, on April 18th is the day of the famous, there's a movie called 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. And you guys have to know what it is now. We're talking about the Doolittle Raid, when they bombed Tokyo, as I said, in very dark times early in the war in the Pacific Theater for the United States of America. We were basically having our butt handed to us from December 7th all the way through into May and June. But in the darkest of nights, on April 18th, news flashed around the world that Tokyo had been bombed. It was
yep.
huge.
And
it
other
was,
Japanese it, cities, by the way, too. It wasn't just Tokyo.
I thank you, Mr. Clark. You are so right. It was a huge moment, because up until that moment, Japan had been doing everyone, and they'd been getting away with it, and it was huge. The other April 18th I alluded to is, guys, who does not know it? Oh, who does not know it? Who does not know it, this one? One is by land, two is by sea, right, guys? The ride of Paul Revere. April 18th, folks, I tell you, it is, and it always goes by quietly, and it always bugs me. And I, who have been thinking about it all week, I've been so tired as of late, even I missed it yesterday, but I know the day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to be an American, and April 18th is a big day in American history. And Paul Revere, the Doolittle Raid, wow, that was yesterday. So I just want
well,
to throw that one in there.
Well, also yesterday, I mean, if you want to go, Adolf Hitler, you know, the Adolf Hitler situation, as far as, you know, they were... They named, you know, people to the ambassador for disarmament and all these, you know, this actually was a big day in history as far as history is concerned, and, you know, whether it was France and Germany, you know, in, you know, getting together in 1951 for the steel trades or things like that. It's funny you mentioned this, scorekeeper. I was looking at these, you know, things that were going on, and you're right. There's so much stuff that is not going on in sports that other things are being brought up, and such as what you were talking about there. And I think it's very interesting that you bring that kind of stuff up, because I was actually on that yesterday because it was Good Friday. We didn't do a lot of work yesterday, but as you were looking around and everything else, and you know, amongst what was going on, whether it be history or just news in general, they were bringing up more stuff. It's almost like it was a dead day yesterday.
It was, and I believe for Dream and myself, we generally keep a low profile on Good Friday, and it's not because we're trying to hide. It's just our mind really is somewhere else, and we
yeah.
are thinking about
yeah.
other stuff. And I think the same thing applies to you, too. Yeah, Dream, go ahead.
I was just going to say, aside from it being Good Friday, and we're mentioning Easter and all sorts of stuff, I've been getting a lot of people inviting me to their churches and come celebrate Easter with us. And I'm like, all right, guys, calm down. I'm good, you know. I handle my church business with my family. You know, I'm good. You know, and then somebody actually brought up, you know, they were like, well, what would Jesus do? And I always smirk. I always laugh whenever I hear that line because, you know, shouting, flipping over tables, and public lashings are all within the realm of possibilities, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, which would you like? And I know Snuggy knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, and here's a little bit of something that both Dream and I have studied and read extensively. We don't pretend to be experts, but we love to do our homework. And Sonny, not only what he said, think about it. And sorry, folks, if we're going to alienate everyone, but this is New Testament stuff. This is why we love reading it. And there's a line where we know Jesus Christ wanted to come up and do a massive miracle to make his debut into the world. And what does Mommy do? She goes up to him and she says, they're out of wine. And Jesus literally tells his mama, says, yeah, and what's this to me? So he gives Mama a lift. I mean, the implication is, Mom, you know what I got planned next week. She goes, yeah, and they're out of wine. And he's like, no. She says, you will. And not only that, then she says, gentlemen, bring the empty vases. And, you know, our good old Lord is like, all right, woman. And, guys, it's think about it. Think about it. We know that event as being dry. And maybe in that, Dream and I are a little more privileged because we had the chance to study it and spend some time. But, guys, if you read in between the lines, there's an incredible amount of humor. And so we brought the thing up of Good Friday, and when Dream said, what would Jesus do? Jesus did it all, baby! And if you look at the wedding of Cana, it is. Jesus Christ literally told his mom, they're out of wine? Yeah, and... That was
yes, what is it to me?
What is it to me? He literally said that. Yeah, and what's that to me? He probably made the mistake saying, hey, Mom, it's time. I'm going to make my presence felt. I'm going to pull a Roger, and I'm going to go ahead and make a scene, because that's what I do, Mom. So I was like, yeah, okay, fine, it is time. But as I said, they weren't the way. It's very funny, but anyway. Just had to go over that, folks.
We can relate to that today. I mean, you know, when your mom sends you out to, like, and you're like, all right, I'm about to handle this huge project from school. All right, but we're out of eggs. Go to the store. All right.
It is so true. Folks, let me do this one right now. He was on hold for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I apologize. It is our resident holy terror himself, the man we respect and admire, and the man, and I'm going to say this carefully, because of him, we can all sleep well at night.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Thanks for joining us on this glorious, holy Saturday, dare I say. It is the middle of the three-day week. I guess this might have been the beginning of the three-day weekend, if you think about it. It's historical.
Depending on where you're at, yep.
Good morning, Cuervo. How you doing, pal? 3 minutes, 46 seconds. I admit it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not a problem. How you guys doing this morning? I'm doing well.
I think we are doing well. I think Sunny is, Dream is. Cuervo, good morning. We were commenting a few moments before, other than the obvious religious overtones, but we were commenting on how it really has been a generally quiet week in sports, so much so that even Sunny and Dream pointed out that everyone's going back in time, uncover all of the fewer seats because it's been a little quiet, even though we already have the playoffs going in the NHL. So, you tell me, Cuervo, it seems a bit quiet in the world of sports.
Gosh. I don't know. You guys are right. I mean, there's really no big story to tell. we would be talking about the draft coming up this week, but, you know, they decided to
have the Pacquiao fight.
What's that?
We did have the Pacquiao fight, which I predicted, by the way. Everybody was saying, oh, it'll be a close fight. No, Pacquiao won. I called it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People asked me, who's Pacquiao fighting? He's fighting the loser. He's fighting the loser.
Exactly.
But,
you know,
so I called it. I made the money on
it.
You know, I'm happy.
Oh, good for you, Dreamin. You're not a betting man. I should have paid attention to that one. But, folks, see, last week, if you remember the episode, all I said was, yeah, Pacquiao's going to win. I mean, that's it. I mean, who was he up against? Seriously. So, I mean, but
the guy
he
was up
against, the guy who supposedly beat him. Yeah.
Yeah,
he did. He did beat him.
It went to the card.
Yeah. My whole thing was he was going to win this time. And that was my word. If he had Pacquiao, I was going to win. And it was.
Because they're building up to a Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And my money's going to be on Mayweather just because I met his dad. I was in Vegas not too long ago, and I met Mayweather's dad. So I'm, for that reason alone, if they should fight, I'm going to be putting my money on Mayweather just because his dad is such a nice guy.
As a matter of fact, Dream does have a picture on Facebook, and he tagged me on it. And it's pretty cool. Now, is that his dad, or is that Mayweather himself?
No, that was Mayweather's dad.
Oh, okay, God.
I wish it was Mayweather,
because
if I ran it...
Okay, this is
Rachel. If I was in Vegas and meeting Mayweather, he would not have been in New Orleans. He would have been at the Bellagio or somewhere much more fancy. However, I love the fact that Pops was at the New Orleans. He was hanging out. It was comfortable. He's taking a few pictures, signing a few autographs, nothing crazy, and just having a genuinely good time, you know. And he's all smiles and happy to get the attention that he got, you know. So it wasn't like he was annoyed with everybody, you know. It was just good times. He was happy. He was one of those guys that's just happy to be recognized for who he is, and he was an amazing gentleman, nothing but respect. And he comes. It's not just his son that's a boxer. You know, they come from a big family of boxers. So I think it's like his brother, or the father and the brother, and the son are all boxers. So there's a couple of them in there. A couple Mayweathers in boxing. I also wanted to mention to Scorekeeper.
Oh.
You still got me there?
Yeah, you're still here. You're live.
Okay. All right, good. I also wanted to mention to you, before I have to mute myself with traffic, happy Palindrome Week. This is the last day.
Yes.
Of the Palindrome Week, for those that don't know what the Palindrome Week is, that's where the date is the same forward as it is backwards. So today is 4-1-9-1-4. It's not going to be this way again until May of next year. So we got to appreciate it, and it was like that all this week, and today's the last day. So, happy Palindrome Week, Scorekeeper, and the rest of the guys.
Yes, happy Palindrome Week. As a matter of fact, it not only numbers, but words as well, but that's one of the most obvious ones. Good stuff. And it's going to go through all the way, doesn't it go through all the way December of 22?
No. Oh, yes. December,
of 2022. So it's going to go for a little bit, but it's only once a year. Really good stuff, folks. It's pretty cool. Now, if you also want to know, there was a bit of trivia. The last one that happens every 1,000 years. or every 100. Oh, forget it. I'm not going to talk about the 01, 02, and 03 stuff. That already passed. Guys, this is a sports program, and we're masquerading as an English class this morning, so I do apologize. We're going to get to the rest of it. There is quite a bit of other news in the NHL. I'm sorry, we already covered the NHL, but the NBA, guys, hey, game one is today, folks. Today it opens up the NBA playoffs round one, and here's a quick recap. Tonight, the games. Actually, the first game is going to begin probably in about 2.5 hours, guys. And it's Brooklyn at Toronto. Game one is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time today. And then the second game is going to be at Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Clippers at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. Then you have the third game, Atlanta, Indiana, at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the final game today is, of course, Memphis versus Oklahoma City. And that's at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Very quickly, Sunday schedule, Dallas at San Antonio at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then you also have Portland and Houston at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Chicago at Miami, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh, no, I apologize. Charlotte at Miami. I am sorry, Cuervo, but we'll get to that in a moment. And then, of course, you have Washington at Chicago. Game 1, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Give us a quick fan's perspective on that one, Cuervo, on Washington at Chicago. What's going to happen there?
no disrespect to the Wizards, but, you know, the Bulls shouldn't have much of a problem. I think they're still a young team in Washington, and they'll get better through time, but I don't see the Bulls having much of a problem. And shout out to the Brooklyn Nets for dodging the Bulls in the first round. Great job, guys.
Did we lose scorekeeper?
Well, not at all. I was wondering if anyone else had something to say on that one. And, hey, it's all good, dude. Look, do you think do you think the Brooklyn team will be facing the Bulls eventually, or are they going to be eliminated early on?
It would have to be in the conference finals if they do meet up. So, because the way it'll work out is if Brooklyn somehow beats the Toronto Raptors, they're going to have to go up against Indiana the next round. And then
the Bulls
will play more than likely the Heat again. So, then that's what would happen. But, you know, I think they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, guys, of course they did. And as a matter of fact, the seeding is as such, guys. It is in the top seed, of course, Indiana versus number 8 Atlanta. And they have to play the winner between the number 4 seed Chicago and the number 5 seed Washington. And whoever wins will advance the next one. And in the other brackets, just like the other famous bracket. In the other one, you have number 3, Toronto, visiting Brooklyn, number 6. And then you have, I apologize, that was in reverse. Brooklyn is actually visiting Toronto. But then in the other one, you have Miami and Charlotte. And the winner between Miami and Charlotte will take on the winner between Toronto and Brooklyn. And obviously, the winner of that match will be the one that faces off the first 4 that I mentioned. Over in the West, you have San Antonio, the number 1 seed versus Dallas, and the winner of that one will take on the winner of number 4 Houston versus number 5 Portland. And then in the lower bracket, you have the number 3 Clippers versus the Golden State Warriors, and the winner of that will be playing against the number 2 Oklahoma seed and the number 7 Memphis. And there you go, folks. That's the setup for the brackets for the NBA. I'm not going to go over any picks unless someone really wants to. I don't pick. I'm not that smart. I don't pretend to be. I just enjoy watching it. But I'm willing to go over anyone making any calls right now. Dream, going over to you. I know you may have muted yourself due to the traffic. Thank you. But let's hear it. Do you have any picks for the NBA playoffs?
As much as I hate to say it, I think Miami is definitely going to be the strongest pick in the East. I hate them. But I mean, they're obviously the strongest pick. Indiana, awesome. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them going, at least making making themselves a little further out there. But in the West, you know, I kind of don't think it matters, to be quite honest. I think Miami's going to take the whole thing. again, I mean, I think it literally is going to be, who is Miami going to be in the finals? You know, because, I mean, in the East, I mean, you got to look at Chicago. You got to respect Chicago. Got to respect Indiana. You know, are you really concerned about Washington or Charlotte? No. I mean, I don't think anybody really is. In the West, I mean, you got the Thunder and Clippers. They're going to be tired battling it out. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's pretty much whoever survives in the East is going to be taking control of this one. And I have a pretty strong feeling that it's going to be Miami.
You know, I'm not going to argue with Dream on that, guys. If you think about it, it's rare when you have a team that is really that strong and you look at the 8 and 7 seeds and you're like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Couch Potato, any picks, any declarations for the NBA playoffs? And Matt Alvarez is in the chat room. I want to shout out to Matt. Your Sharks are up 1-0 over Kings, dude. Way to go, buddy. So, anyway, Cash Potato, NBA playoffs open up tonight.
Well, the local thing that's going on here in Dallas is the Mavericks, you know, getting in by the skin of their teeth into the playoffs to only take on the team that's been in the playoffs for the last 17 consecutive years, and that being the San Antonio Spurs. No one's given them much of a chance, and rightfully so. But that all depends upon Dirk Nowitzki and his attitude toward the playoffs. You know, Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks have been coasting and not grabbing up the talent out on the basketball court. But what they expect to do, which is the worst thing for a basketball team, in my personal opinion, is to turn it on come playoffs. And then the only problem is that the Dallas Mavericks don't have anything to turn on except Dirk Nowitzki. So if you take on Dirk Nowitzki and you figure out a way, you're not going to completely stop him. But if you can get him off his game, if you're San Antonio, you're going to probably win that series with ease. I'm not a big believer in the Chicago Bulls, of course. You know that situation over there, especially in the East. It's one of those conferences where you look at the teams that are involved and go, you know, why would anybody think besides Indiana or Miami be going at it? But I think the West is really open for a lot of things to happen, meaning that if Dirk Nowitzki does go into Dirk the last time that they won their championship game, could they put a shock into the Spurs? Oklahoma City, I think, is a team that probably should be able to handle it, but the Houston Rockets and the Clippers, they could be that thorn in somebody's side as the playoffs go on. I wouldn't pick anything, but, as far as teams that are going to be there. I think honestly, the Spurs in Oklahoma City are going to have to be right there, and Indiana and the Heat, one of those four teams are going to win the championship. Cuervo.
Yeah, you're probably right, Sonny. I mean, I would like to see an outside team maybe compete with those guys, maybe the Clippers or possibly even the Rockets. But I just wanted to kind of make a bold prediction on what series I think will be the most entertaining, and I'm not even forget the Eastern Conference. That's going to be, you know, such a boring playoff out East. But I'm focusing on the West as well. I think it's open, just like you said. But I know a lot of people are going to be excited about this Clippers and Golden State Warriors matchup. My money, though, if I had to say which, you know, if I had to put money on which is going to be the best, the most entertaining series, I'm going with the Houston Rockets and the Portland Trailblazers. That's
yep.
the one I'm paying attention to. I think that's going to be a really good series.
Wow.
I do not disagree with anything you guys are saying. I really don't. I mean, boring has gotten the Spurs into the playoffs. Boring usually ends up being on top, which is why the winner, I think, is coming out of the East. But, I mean, Clippers are always fun to watch. Portland's pretty fun to watch. The Thunder can always create a show. You know, there's a lot, man. The Rockets are going to be paid attention to just because of Dwight Howard. And you got the beard over there, James Harden. You know, it's always going to be fun to watch Dwight Howard crashing some skulls, you know. But aside from that, I mean, it's going to be a fun series in the West, but I think I still think the winner's coming out of the East.
Yeah, now, folks, I'm not sure if you caught this. I don't know if Cuervo had a bold prediction, okay? And I always love listening to Cuervo's predictions because, which is, I hate to admit it, he generally is right on them, and that's why I get very mad when he says, I got a prediction about your Yankees, and I'm over here. I've got this little doll made up out of straw, and I've got the little pin. I'm like, yeah, Cuervo, what is your bold prediction about the Yankees? But that's neither here nor there. I never told him that, but I do have a little straw figure, and, you know, every time Cuervo is coming up with those. But since we're talking basketball, think of what we heard, guys, other than Cuervo's bold prediction. Dream just said it twice. Guys, it ain't happening in the West. It's going to be the East. But he said it's going to be more exciting. And listen to what Sonny Clark said. San Antonio, and this really surprised me, 17 consecutive years in the playoffs. I was like, wow, hey, that was cool. But he said they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. So you got Cuervo's bold prediction, Dream saying, screw the West, it ain't happening. And then you also have Cash Potato saying, oh, yeah, and the number one seed, they ain't got it in them. The number one
well,
seed.
You got old man Duncan versus old man Nowitzki. You know, they're going to be worn down by the end of this. No matter who comes out on top is going to be worn down toward the end. And you know that. Pop tries to save his players for the full long run, but, I mean, the playoffs can get down and dirty. So if the Spurs win quick, every single series, they might get enough rest to be competitive. You know, but, I mean, Dallas, you can't count. You can't give them too much options, you know. I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Clark. Yeah, as deep as you are in this, you know, I have to, I am disinclined to agree with
I don't want anybody to think that. I think these two teams like Dirk Nowitzki and Tim Duncan, they're not giving them Gatorade. They're giving them Ensure. I understand that.
Exactly.
Completely understand that. But more in the fact is what you said, I think, is really huge. Is that, you know, when you play the game the right way, this game gets really boring. I mean, really, it really does. And that's what you've seen in the Spurs. You've seen that in the Spurs for the last five, 6 years. That's why Popovich is probably going to be known as one of those, you know, coaches, you know, that are so underrated because he didn't do it in a flashy way. He didn't. I mean, because when people think about the Spurs, they almost don't know who the coach is of that team if you're just a casual observer of the NBA. Who coaches that team? Yeah, Greg Popovich. He teaches the basics, and guess what? The basics wins basketball games even on the NBA level.
Yep. That's 100% right. And as talented as they are, I mean, boring wins games. But you know how the NBA is. They want flashy because flashy makes money. So that's who's going to win.
And speaking of recognition, the Bulls out there in Chicago, again, no shot to Cuervo. But what's up with your Mrs. What's-her-face? I mean, you know, I know the Bulls are in the playoffs, but, dude, Let's get aside from making fun of the player for a while, guys.
Why not?
We all
What? That's the fun part of this. Like tripping. The reason why he's not playing because he tripped over his dress. I mean, come on.
Okay, that pretty much ended it because I wanted to hear what Cuervo was going to say, and then we pile on the crap. That's what I wanted. Okay. I said for a moment, let's be human beings and let's find out where he is, and then we get to be the jerks that we are. Oh, no. The commentators that we are. Go ahead, Cuervo. We can still do this.
He's in Chicago.
Where is Derrick Rose? Is that the question here?
Yeah. Even though the Wolves still made the playoffs, what is the long-term prognosis with Derrick Rose? Because I know we heard about the muscle memory thing, which we all know is a bunch of crap. Guys, we've all had those injuries where we question whether we can do it again. But like human beings, we eventually take that step, and we fall, and we get up. We fall, we get up, and then we get back to where we're doing. But guys,
hey, my 4-year-old daughter just fell off her scooter, and she got back up without crying and just jumped back on it. And I was like, are you good? She said, I'm good. Let's do this. And she kept scootering. You know, I'm
my God.
If my 4-year-old daughter, I mean, can handle it on concrete, you know, I got to say, you know, maybe she didn't tear an ACL or nothing, you know, but you get paid millions of dollars for this, dude.
Dude.
Cuervo.
Aubrey has just shown up. Derrick Rose. Oh, my God. I can't get better than that. Oh, my God. Cuervo, go.
Okay, so let me get back to the original question, guys. You're asking where is Derrick Rose right now?
Yeah, where is Derrick Rose, and what is the long term with Derrick Rose? And that's what I meant. As a human being, where?
Well, mentally, I couldn't tell you where he's at. I can't read his mind. But he's coming back next year. I know a lot of rumors are going around. Oh, he might come back if they make it to the second round. No, but we went through this last year, too. It's not going to happen, all right? He's not coming back till opening day of next season. Now, physically, where he's at, I heard some rumors about there's a local beauty pageant going on that not only is he going to judge it, but he's going to actually attend it, guys. He's going to be part of the pageant. So allow me to be the fourth person to take shots at this.
So he could walk a runway. But he forgot how to slam dunk a ball.
Well, he's not going to wear any shoes, Dream. We don't want to make this any worse than what it is. He's going to go barefoot.
He has his practice high heels or what?
No, he's getting a mani-pedi, and he's just going to walk around barefoot with a dress on.
So he's going to be in uniform then?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. That didn't take long. Matt, you're in the chat room, pal. Any comments on Derrick Rose? There you go. He really is going to be in a pageant. Oh, my God. That didn't take very long, Cuervo. Cuervo, your team is in the playoffs. Knowing what he's been doing now, I mean, does he really have a role on the team? And this is something I'm just making up right now. Does he have a role on this team? Or do you see them getting rid of him or trying to get rid of him? Derrick Rose is still a name. He still, as far as we know, can still play the game.
He's trade value. That's what he is. He is trade value. He can capitalize for his team. The best thing he can do for his team is get traded for awesome pieces and stuff to support Joakim Noah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it sounds great and all. However, they've asked, and I've listened to the interviews with John Paxson, the GM. That's not happening. Not anytime soon. I mean, I think if he gets hurt again a third time, me personally, I'm really, really starting to think about it because this is Brandon Roy all over again. If for those Trailblazer fans out there listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, young, sensational guy. And just couldn't get over the knee injury, and this is what every Bulls fan's, you know, worst nightmare is that they're thinking that this could be another situation like that. So,
Cuervo, are we comparing? I mean, I thought Roy's injury was, I mean, seriously, and let's go back to being human beings for a moment. I thought that was a major, major, and I don't want to use the word real, but just to get my point across, I thought that was a real injury.
Well, I mean, Derek's are too. I don't think he would fake it. I don't think he's faking an injury, guys. I just think you know, he doesn't have the mental strength to be able to recover like most players do. And
Well, hold on, Cuervo. No, correction. That word, where we're talking basketball, football, baseball, and you're talking about mental strength. No, that word doesn't work here. It's called testicular fortitude. Please.
Okay, yeah, I'll run with that then. I'll run with it. Yeah, he doesn't have the cojones, as scorekeeper and I would say, to be able to, you know, come back from an injury. You know, he's got to wait for the next year. I just have a feeling, and Sonny may agree with this, I have this feeling that there's a lot of people chirping in his ear, and the problem is he's listening to them. Derek needs to do what Derek wants. If he wants to come back and play, then come back and play. Stop listening to what everybody else wants you to do. That's what I'm afraid is going on.
Sonny, there's no question that could be the situation as far as what people would think as far as Derrick Rose is concerned, and that's rightfully so, because it's one of those things when you take a look at how this team is perceived, the reason why he's perceived to be the way he is because of what he has done in the past, which is not get the job done or be there for his team when he needed to be there. And that's always going to be following Derrick Rose around for the, you know, and this is not just for this year. This is for the rest of his career. It's going to be something that's going to be, it's going to haunt him. It's going to be there when people talk about, you know, testicular, fortitude. Thank you. I couldn't get the word in my head. They're going to think of Derrick Rose and Roger, you know, scorekeeper. Go to your Facebook, and this is what people think about Derrick Rose when they think testicular fortitude. All you got to do is look at your Facebook, Roger. I just put the picture of it. It is Derrick Rose's playoff jersey. It's a men's suit. Okay, the guy doesn't suit up for games, you know, and that's what he's going to be known for, which is, you know, not being there for his team when he needed to be there. Now, granted, he wasn't there all year long. Now, if he would come back and become a superstar in the playoffs, he might be able to be forgiven. But this is a guy who's afraid to do that. He's afraid to fail when he isn't supposedly, quote-unquote, 100% ready to go.
Okay, I'm going to ignore the fact that you just said supposedly. However, I do think it would be a great mental mind from an opposing team. Well, hey, you're ignoring my traffic, so I'll ignore the supposedly. I just think it would be a great mental mind game for an opponent. Kind of like how Phil Jackson wore all of his playoff rings for the finals back in the day. Just to mess with the opposing team's coach, you know, just say, hey, I've done this once or twice. But I think it would be a great mental mind trick for the opposing team of whoever's playing Chicago to present him with a suit with his number on the back just before the game. So here, you stay here. Here's a suit. It's got your number on the back. You're suited up for the game. You stay there. I just think that would be phenomenal.
It really is. I got to tell you, I think that's a great image on Facebook, and I want to thank you for that. And it is funny. By the way, Derek, it is a damn nice suit. It really is good stuff, but I just don't know if that's if that's what he wants to be known for, guys. Derrick Rose.
No. But you know what? All the Chicago stuff, it needs to be recognized that they got this far without him. You know, Chicago is a good team. You know, you've got Joakim Noah. You've got your pieces around him. You know, I think you run with that. I really do. I mean, as right now, you can still get a top dollar for Derrick Rose, even though he's been injured. You can still get really good value for him because he's supposedly coming back stronger than ever. So, I mean, I say, you know, work your magic and handle business when the season's over, you know, and, you know, before Derrick Rose becomes an Andrew Bynum. Yes, that comparison.
Well, there you go, folks. Sorry, Dream. I was going to go to Cuervo on that. We've been slamming Derrick Rose now, dude. Now, Dream, finish up your thoughts and then go back to Cuervo.
No, that was it. I was just saying, I think that's what Chicago needs to do. Just refocus their energy on the current team they have, you know, and show Joakim Noah the love he deserves. You know, give him Derrick Rose's salary, too. Hell.
Well, there you go, Cuervo. That's why I was asking the question. Does he really still have a spot on this team? Is he going to be a part of this team? I mean, how do you see it as a Chicago fan? Look at what they've done without him now. 2 years in a row, pal.
Yeah, and you know, and Sonny knows this. Ever since, you know, the report came out last year that he was cleared to be, you know, go back to playing and things like that, and he didn't want to do it. That's when the bad taste in my mouth started to come. You know,
yep.
That's when I started getting that bad taste about Derrick Rose, and I'm like, okay, what's this guy's deal? Like, why is he not coming? If he's medically 100% fine. The doctors clearly said if he gets hurt again, it will have nothing to do with the rehab or the fact that he's coming back too soon, and he still didn't want to do it. And that left a bad taste for me because it made me wonder, like, okay, you know, people talk about how much they love the game and this and that, and so why are you not playing then? And, you know, it just kind of made me wonder. And then ever since then, I just felt, and I've made this statement on your show, Scorekeeper, I've made it on our show, Derrick Rose, the Bulls will not win a title with Derrick Rose as the leader of this basketball team. I just don't think he has the leadership that you need to win an NBA championship. He doesn't have it. I really don't see that happening. And even if they were to bring a guy like Carmelo Anthony in, yes, the talent would be unbelievable on the Bulls team. However, he's another guy that I don't think he's got the leadership to win this game, or, you know, to win a championship. So, I think Joakim Noah would have to become the leader. He has what it takes. I mean, he's done it on the college level, and I don't see him having any problems doing it on the professional level. So, but I do want to make a comment real quick. It's pretty ironic that Sonny Clark, the couch potato himself, puts a picture of Derrick Rose sitting on a recliner. So the couch potato with Derrick Rose sitting on a couch. So that's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I got to keep my eyes open, you know. Man, he's pushing Barca loungers now. So,
hey,
you know,
Sonny,
that's one of his.
at least he's wearing a Bulls uniform, right? He could be wearing a suit.
I know. I couldn't find it with the suit.
You're probably not going to be able to.
As a matter of fact, guys, in the chat room, Matt Alvarez says, wow, what a picture, Sonny, on Roger's page. Yeah, that's funny. You know, I think he was talking about the first one, and I think he has seen the second one now. So even you got some commentary from Matt there. And as a matter of fact, Matt actually liked Dream's picture right now of where Dream is with Mayweather's hat. So there you go, guys. Really, really, really cool image. I didn't know that was the dad. I didn't read it. I thought it was Mayweather right away. But it's actually not junior, it's senior, which is kind of cool. So I know Matt is.
Yeah, they actually do look quite alike. You can definitely see the family resemblance, man.
And that's why I said earlier, I don't want to say this and have it come off wrong, but they actually do look alike. They really do.
Yeah.
Which is, you can tell it's him. That's why when I first saw that image, I was like, holy crap! You know, wow. He was right there, Floyd Money Mayweather Senior.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't see Senior.
Again, much respect to the gentleman. He was a nice guy, and he was more than happy to snap a picture with me. And, you know, he signed, like I said, he signed a few things for other people. I didn't have a pen or paper on me, but I got a picture. I think that was a picture's worth a thousand words, unless you can sell the autograph, you know, whatever.
Hey, it's all good, folks, and there it is. Yes, they do. Junior and senior, Matt Alvarez says. So, folks, we're down to 30 minutes here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Want to remind everyone, ndbmedia.net. There's a lot of stuff going on. There are a few announcements that are going to be happening in the next few weeks. Some news big time. Thank God I'm coming back to the land of the living. I've been trying to recover for these last 3 days. A little bit difficult, but you know what? Waking up this morning and knowing that I don't have anything to do later on today, oh, my goodness. I mean, I've got a lot of stuff I have to do, but just knowing that, you know, nothing. It's sweet. It's Saturday. It's great. It feels good. So there's going to be some announcements on the NDB Media Network coming up. Head on over to that. Follow our Twitter feed as well at ndbmedia.net. And Cuervo, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports, the cash potato. Are you guys going right after us?
I don't know, Cuervo. Are you able to go, or you got work? I know Cuervo during this time of the year. He has to go into work.
Oh no, not today, Sonny. I am completely available today. This is not a Saturday that I have to work. So.
Well, we'd have to do it on your channel there, Scorekeeper.
Okay, sounds good then. Folks, I'm going to defer to Dream, to Cuervo, and to the Couch Potato while I go set up the episode for them. And I'm going to be back in a moment. Why don't you guys, Couch Potato, where are we going to now? So I'll be back in a few moments, guys.
All right, yeah, we'll go ahead and handle it. Thanks for setting that up, and we'll keep talking. But, you know, it depends on also how long, you know, we talk about things and what's going on in the world of sports. There's lots of things. I mean, and I don't know if Cuervo heard or was part of it as far as Michael Jordan in 1992 winning his sixth consecutive NBA scoring title, averaging over 30 points a game. Is that big? Is that something everybody's remembering up in Chicago there, Cuervo?
About Michael?
Yeah. Back in 1992, he won his sixth consecutive NBA scoring title with an average of over 30 points a game.
I mean, that's not why he's the GOAT, but I mean, it's just one of the many accomplishments that Michael was able to achieve, you know, and how many guys can say that they did that in their career?
Yep.
So, you know,
I love that picture with LeBron James and Michael Jordan with the trophies and the awards and stuff that I put up. It was probably about 3 years ago, but it was a big time difference of what's going on. I just found it interesting as far as what, you know, the accolades between those two guys are out there. Also, back in just some of the things that I, you know, back in this day as far as sports were concerned that I thought were notable, a couple things. Cincinnati Bengals traded Corey Dillon to the New England Patriots for a second round draft pick, which was a pretty good trade as far for both teams in reality. So I thought that was interesting, what had went on as far as sports is concerned. And then Carl Ripken's went on the disabled list for the first time in his 19 career with a back problems back on this day, back in 1999. And I remember that day because it was the biggest news story of the year at that point, because you were talking, I forget how many numbers it was before Cal Ripken, you know, played consecutive games. I'll look that up. But Cuervo, I don't know if you remember the Carl Ripken Jr. situation back in 1999. Do you remember when he went on the DL?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think the streak ended at like 2,100 and something games. It's crazy how many games he played in a row. But,
gentlemen,
you know,
gentlemen, let me interrupt you right there. The record was 21-30. Remember that, guys? And he played an additional 500 games, and it was Eddie that sat him down. You guys remember that? It was Cal Ripken Sr. that sat him down. And it was also, if I'm not mistaken, Cal Ripken Sr. that took him out of a game. Because, guys, not only was he playing every game, he was playing every inning of every game. And that's why that streak will never, ever, ever, ever be matched, guys, in any sport, honestly. He never came out of it. It was unbelievable. But I'm still setting it up. I wanted to get that one in there. Remember, the record was 21-30, and then it was 500 more, and that's when they finally took a day off. 2,630 consecutive games, guys. Wow.
Thank you. That was the number. I couldn't find the number. And you can see the accolades of this guy. 19 times as an All-Star, 2-time Gold Glove winner, as well as Silver Slugger Award 8 times. I mean, this guy was all over the place. I mean, when he played. So those are just some of the things that we were. You know, I was looking at. I was also looking at some of the things that are going on in the NFL. Of course, we do keep track as far as news in the NFL and what's going on. We've seen a running back as far as the Tennessee Titans and Chris Johnson heading on over to New York. And I got to pose the question to Cuervo. What do you feel about the Chris Johnson trade up to the New York Jets?
Well, I mean, I don't think it surprises any of us, Sonny. I mean, I think we both called it. I know the Falcons were looking into signing him, but I think you and I both knew that he was going to wind up becoming a New York Jet.
That's because of the situation with the type of player that he is and the type of player that the Jets usually end up going after. It's no great big thing. But, you know, one of the biggest there is a big controversy right now, and I found this awful interesting. You know, if you're a football player and you have a coach that's your friend, you're not allowed to talk to him in the off season. And right now Peyton Manning is, I don't know if you want to call him under fire, but meeting with Nick Saban might have been a violation of the rules because in the NFL, Manning is not necessarily allowed to have communication with one of his coaches in the offseason until like May 15th or something like that. So, I'll shoot this one over to Cuervo, too. You can't even be friends, but I thought it was interesting. We saw Peyton Manning with Nick Saban. They're talking together. And, that whole story just kind of blossomed into kind of a news story that would probably not be a big deal. But now I guess it is a big deal. I mean, are you hearing about that?
Yeah. I mean, I heard about it last night, Sonny. The situation is that, it's not that the problem is not that Peyton Manning met with Nick Saban to talk to him about defenses and things like that. What the story is they're trying to say is that his offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, was also there. However,
yes.
Nick Saban came out, said, no, that's not how it went down. That's not what happened. So they're trying to investigate whether they all three were together or was it just Manning and Saban. So, according to Saban, that's not what happened. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. Though. What does it really do if together? I mean, is it going to hurt the NFL? Is the NFL going to lose money over it? Are people going to stop watching now? It's like no, people are still going to watch. So I just think it's ridiculous how much of a big deal they're making this.
Let me interrupt you guys. We do have a caller right now. We have a national caller coming in. Dream, I got to mute you for a moment because it's really getting bad. This could be AJ Maggot, I recognize. But we're just very quickly, Dream. But a caller from what the hell country? Well, I don't know. Caller, go ahead. You're live on Sports Talk with the Guys. Caller, 831 area code.
Welcome,
oh, maybe not.
This is Stavin. Or Stavin.
Oh, my God. It's Stavin. Stavin, how you doing?
How you doing, my friend? Hold on. My dinner is talking to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you remember Stavin. He is from the Daily 15. He is our pachydermy expert when it comes to sports from India. And I believe they're starting their new season in Mumbai. I don't know. Do you have any updates from us, Stavin?
Yes. We have lost 3 elephants and 16 guards who ride the elephants. But, you know, that's like a dime a dozen in India.
Oh, wow.
The
hey,
men, not the elephants.
Oh, that's bad.
I can tell you're out of practice, dude. Good morning, Carlos. How you doing, pal? Calling from Monterey, California. How you doing? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just practicing the pachyderm races.
Yeah, I can tell. You're a little out of practice there, pal, but maybe that's more my fault than anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my co-host from the Daily 15. You may remember him. I just saw his number come in. I thought it was him. I wasn't certain, but how you doing up in Monterey now, dude? How's life up there?
Doing great. Enjoying work. Hit the trifecta yesterday. Got another manager who's Indian, named Venkat, and he is a computer programming guy. So I think we're going to have a new character.
Okay, well, there you go, folks. Maybe you're hearing the beginning of another Daily 15 episode starting up, but this is a man of many voices. You know him. He went on and moved up to Monterey, his ancestral home, or he's going to make it his ancestral home. And congratulations to you, dude. Have you been hearing about some of the sports teams? Are you watching the playoffs this time around there, Stavin? I'm Carlos.
Haven't had time, really. I've only been catching the, you know, the highlights.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you got a little bit of time. Are you going to stay with us, or are you off in a rush as you normally are?
I'll stay on and listen. I just want to mention that there will be a Daily 15 next Friday around noon, or actually around 1:15.
Oh, okay. I guess there's going to be a Daily 15 next week, this Friday. Okay. Well, there it is, folks. You're going to have a Daily 15 on the Daily 15 channel here on NDB Media, so check it out. There you go, folks.
Stuck on Stupid.
Yes, Stuck on Stupid. All right, well, there you go. I wanted to bring him on before we lost him. He's been on hold for a long time, and it's all good in the hood. Sonny Clark, episode is set up and ready to go. The Break It Down show will be on, and I know that it's going to be a lot of fun, so it's going to be good. I'm going to call in as a host. If you need me to. Sonny? Oh, Cuervo. I think I lost the cast potato. He's probably out doing something.
Uh-oh. All right, well.
That's okay.
Yeah, no big deal. What's going on?
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to continue. I'm going to ask you guys to forgive me. My pussies are making a lot of noise right now because Mrs. Scorekeeper locked the older cats in the garage right now because they're messing with her. They won't let her do the work. So if you hear the cat in the background, I do apologize. Dream, I gotta tell you, I'm inundated with pussies, dude. Oh,
I know.
It looks like the little one's gonna have her own.
What?
Yeah. So we
That's
went from
scary.
Two pussies to six, and I don't know how many we're gonna have. We're probably gonna have over 10 cats in less than 2 months. How the hell did that happen?
You're becoming an old cat man.
Mm.
Are you going to pick up crocheting next?
Shut up.
You can crochet a potato and a new Speedo.
Sonny Clark, I'm back. No, I guess he's not. All right, then. Cuervo, when is the NFL draft going to be happening now? It was supposed to be within a week or two, right, originally?
Yeah, normally it goes the end of April, so it probably would have been this coming up Thursday. However, they decided to change it to May. I want to say it's like the 8th, I think, is the first round. Yeah, May 8th. It's a Thursday. Yeah, so we get the first round on that day.
So what's going to be happening in April now? Because we know the NFL has a plan to make their sport a year-round event. What's going to be in May now? I mean, in April. Don't we have the combine or something?
No, this month was pretty much just, I don't know, mock drafts. I don't know. That's a great question, scorekeeper. I don't know if they're going to move free agency out in the future. Maybe that's what they're going to do, but it's going to be really hard to stretch all this stuff out. I mean, to me, you know, in my opinion, I think they're trying to fix something that was never broken to begin with, and it kind of annoys you when all these changes that the NFL is trying to make. It's like, leave it alone. The NFL is the most watched sport in America. It makes the most money, so why bother? Why bother trying to mess with it?
I will tell you exactly why. How much money do you need? There's only one answer. More. They're trying to make more money. They're trying to extend the amount of coverage, more money, more TV time, you know, more ad space to sell, just more money flowing in. You know, the more attention they can bring to the NFL, you know, they're trying to capture that one extra week on cable, that one extra week on primetime, and it's just a matter of making more money, man. More, whatever you have now is not enough. You always need more, and that's just the state of the economy. That's the state of the world that we live in. Our capitalist friends upstairs need to make more money. You know, because eventually them making more money means that we have more money. I think that's how they see it. You know, it's the trickle-down effect, right? Wasn't that what it was?
Oh, Reaganomics, folks, voodoo economics. But in this case, there's a lot to what Dream is saying. And, guys, it goes back to what I've been repeating for the longest time. And it's not that I'm smarter than anyone. It's the NFL said. It is their intent to become a year-round sport. And if you look at the moves they're making, the NFL will be adding games to its schedule. The playoff buys will cease to exist. And we're going to have another round of playoffs, or I should say more teams qualifying, and the buys are going to be gone. And, folks, Dream hit it on the nose. How much is enough? It never is. More is always enough. And that's what the NFL is doing. Look at how quickly they arranged for the Thursday schedule to take place. Folks, we're going to have Thursday football, and the next thing that's going to happen is we're probably going to have NFL playoffs on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's probably going to be the next step, a playoff game every day on the weekend now. That one, and that's not me making it up. This is the NFL themselves saying it. I don't know if
I'm
really
the only thing that
upsets
me about that. I love more football. Don't get me wrong. I'm just sad because I will never get that much time off of work.
Well, that's true. I think I'm in the same boat. Cuervo. This, I don't know if it really alters the game, the playoff schedule, but I really do have reservations on adding games to the season because that does change what the NFL is. And if they do add the games, all the records that are in existence, I mean, damn, they're not going to exist. I mean, obviously, they're all going to be changed and altered. But
yeah,
when you start changing the game, in such a way, forget the playoffs, guys. It's never going to be the same. It's always been changing. But the season games, those are what count. You know, if the NFL
has games, fine.
But, Cuervo, what about if they start altering the game where they get rid of the kickoffs? I mean, dude, I mean, come on.
Let me ask you guys a question. Like, do you truly get annoyed by kickoffs? No. We all know in our mind, okay, such and such team just scored. Okay, now it's time to kick off to the other team. Does that annoy you? Does it bother you? Do you stop watching football because, oh, my God, oh, another kickoff? No, it's part of the game. So why?
Of course. Plus the kickoff return. Oh, my goodness. The ones that go for the touchdown? Are you kidding me?
I just don't see. Because here's the thing. They're talking about, well, it's irrelevant. It makes no sense. And the fans don't like it. Okay, what fan has come out and said, I absolutely hate kickoffs. I wish they would go away. No, in their mind, that's what they think that fans are thinking, that we don't like them, when in reality, it's never even bothered me personally, and I don't think it's bothered any of us. So, I don't know. With that being said, I just think they're doing what they want. They don't care about what the fans want. Come on, let's be real here. Nobody cares about what the fan wants. They want to change it because they want to change it.
They want to change it, folks, but they also want to change it in a way that it becomes the easiest for the fan. Look, Dream said it, you said it, and I think the couch potato as well as Matt Alvarez would say it. They want to make it where they want to put the product out there more for the fans. Look, who doesn't want more football? I think that is going to be happening. But again, when you start altering the game in such a way, that I don't understand. Look, guys, the NBA is talking about adding a four-point play now, guys. Could you imagine that? A four-point, a four-point shot.
Is it a half-court shot or what?
I don't know the full detail, but they're looking on doing that, okay? They're looking on changing that. They're looking on the PAT. They're looking on a lot of stuff right now. And Sonny Clark, you're back. Guys, take over again real quick. I'm being inundated with pussies, and I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah. Hey, just to let you guys know, I've actually been called into action. I've got to take my daughter to a practice. I want my wife to sleep. Those that don't know, my wife works the middle of the night. So I got to go on and take on Mr. Mom duties here a little bit here today after the show. So I'm not going to be able to go into the show afterwards, just to let you know. It's just called in. I didn't realize she had a practice, and neither did she until we got this email. So I apologize for the show in 9 minutes. I actually have to leave in 9 minutes. But the fact is that they're talking about doing that, which is putting the four-point shot. And, I don't know. There's just certain things that gets old to me, and this is one of them where you change the game. I understand people like this stuff, and it makes it exciting and everything else, but you got to realize, I mean, no one even makes 30% of their shots from three-point land. Imagine how the percentage is going to be from a four-point area. I'm just not a great big lover of that. New rule or that new idea. I don't know. Dream, I do you want to see the four-point play come in the NBA?
No. I think it would be hilarious to watch the amount of shots that get tossed up at the end of quarters as opposed to just at the end of the game or the end of the half.
Yeah.
It's going to completely just blow percentages and statistics all the way out of the water. Everything's just going to get... It's going to start being more funny than it is, like, interesting. Mascots are probably going to have a better shot at the four-point play if it's anything like a half-court shot. I mean, I don't know what the specifics are on it. I just know what scorekeeper mentioned, that the NBA is looking into a four-point play. The only way I know of a four-point play is getting fouled hitting a three-pointer, and that's how it should stay.
Hey, guys, now remember, they're just in talks. They're bringing it up right now, but we've learned these things can happen fast. Look at what the NFL did with the Thursday night schedule. They've already signed a deal. It's done. They've added a brand-new slate. Thursday night, it's going to go for the entire season. It's a new night of football. Most football fans are like, a new night? No. We're talking about a contractually, thing done with the broadcast stations. It's a done deal. Thursday is here to stay for the entire season. And now we know how it's going to work out. They're looking at a Friday playoff stuff. And if they're going to do a Friday, they're probably going to do a Friday night game during the season too. So we could conceivably have Thursday through Monday. Wow. You know, go figure, guys. But I really have no problem with that, guys. What concerns me is the PAT, the kickoff, the punt returns, all that stuff. And you know, fine. If the NBA is going to add a four-point play, okay, you know, fine. It's going to be a brand-new scoring opportunity. Do you know what, in my humble opinion, the NBA needs to fix? They need to fix the free-throw shooting, guys. Why can't we make the free-throw shooting like college? Hey, guys, I always believe the free throw shooting should be 1+1, not 2 foul shots. You get fouled, you have to make the first one to get the second one. But I understand even college has changed that. That's my thinking, guys. Dream, what's your opinion? Because right now, if you take a shot, you get fouled, you get a chance to hit 2 free throws. Okay?
Yeah.
Miss one, you get another shot. In college, if you miss the first one, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't change that. I wouldn't bring that to the college level just because, you know, it kind of adds to the intensity. It kind of adds to the pressure. You know, when they need that extra point or they only need one shot, they got 2 shots. I mean, you know, you get people like Shaq, you know, at the free throw line back in the day. You know, it's like if he didn't make that first one, you know, there was the 1% chance that he might hit the second one. You know, it was something to hold on to. I think as a fan, it was pretty exciting. You know, watching the Lakers play a pretty intensive game. I know I've mentioned this on air before, but there was a game that I had bet on, and Steve Nash lost me the game because Mr. Reliable, Mr. Dependable, missed 2 free throws in a row. And had he made one of them, I would have been a richer man. And maybe not talking here on the show. I might have been living in Vegas or something to that extent.
Wow, there
but,
you go.
Again, like, you know, I wouldn't change that just because I know that that is a game changer, man. You don't want to completely change the entire system, you know, like kicking in football. You know, you don't want to change the entire thing because then it changes the game, you know, and then statistics change and percentages change and there has to be asterisks in the notebooks and, you know, in the history books, you know, and then suddenly somebody's accomplishment in 1919 doesn't mean as much as it did, you know, in 2014, you know, or, you know, 4-point plays, you know, are now the reason why scoring records are shattered. You know, the scoring champion has the worst percentage ever, but he constantly hits the 4-point plays, so it kind of balances it out. You know, it's kind of just one of those things where you don't want to see it change the game, change the books, change history. You know, you like the sport, you keep watching the sport, you keep going back because it's comfortable, you know it, it's the reason it's there. You know, and on that note, I got to go. But thanks for having me on. And I will talk to you guys next week.
All right, gentlemen, there you are. That's Dream. We're down to 2 minutes. Sonny, I guess we're going to lose you as well. So, Cuervo,
yeah.
I guess we're going to finish this one real quick. Sonny, any last thoughts before you go?
Nope, except for the fact tonight we got on the Couch Potato Sports Show the Revolution at Home at the Allen Event Center. I'll be there calling the Colorado Ice Revolution game tonight. So there you go.
Well, there you go. You have the news. Cuervo, I guess I'm gonna end up the program now, and I'm going to start her up again in real quick. Are you good with that?
That sounds good.
Okay, folks, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. On behalf of Dream, Sonny Clark, Cuervo, I am the scorekeeper, I apologize, and Matt Alvarez in the chat room. Matt, I'm going to answer the question at the start of the next program. Oh, no, screw it. Do you know why Roger Goodell is the guy? Because he was the attorney that they had on staff for the last commissioner, who was the attorney on staff for the other commissioner. They just promote the last guy in. So there you go, guys. We'll see you guys in just a few moments. We are Sports Talk with the Guys. I'm the scorekeeper. We'll see you guys on the other side. Peace!